This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. One issue that befuddles fathers and mothers from all walks of life is that whole allowance thing. Should you make the kids work for it? What kind of payday are we talking about? Well, commentator Dan Zevin says the calculus isn't as easy as it might seem.
I was driving my son home from his buddy's 9th birthday, and I asked him why he seemed upset. "Everyone else gets an allowance," Leo told me. "Why don't I get an allowance?" Before I became a dad, I never cared about keeping up with the Joneses. But keeping up with the Joneses' kids? Let me put it this way. Now both of my children are getting an allowance. But they don't always remind me to pay up. They have to clean their rooms if they want to collect. When you put your kids on the payroll, there are still just two business models. Parents who make their kids do stuff and parents who don't. "Justin gets $20," Leo said last Sunday as I handed him two. $20 a week? What does he do for that?" "He doesn't have to do anything," Leo said, "except save it. If he saves up $500, his parents are going to let him buy a stock." "Oh, so Justin's dad is teaching his kids about investing and, I don't know, dividends, while I'm over here shelling out a couple of bucks if my kids put their socks in the hamper." "All right, I'll give you $9 a week," I told Leo. It was a 78% pay hike, but according to my sister, who accused me of unfair labor practice, the rule of thumb is $1 for every year of their age. This was also good news for my daughter, Josie, who recently turned 6. "Yay," she said, "now I can buy an iTouch." "An iTouch? You're in kindergarten. What are you going to do with an iTouch?" "Text messages," said Josie. It was then that I understood the real issue with an allowance isn't how you give it, it's how they spend it. "Who are you going to text?" I asked Josie. "You," she said. "Oh, really? And what are you going to text me?" "Hi, Daddy," she said. "I love you." "Ah, what the hell. Kid wants an eye touch, let her have an eye touch. After all, it's her money."
Dan Zevin is an author and columnist. His latest book is Dan Gets a Minivan, Life at the Intersection of Dude and Dad.